Welcome back. You're here with the Ancestral Doula. And today we want to talk about the Willie Lynch letter. Hopefully everyone has heard about the letter. So I'll be reading from The Origins of Occult Civilization, Volume 1, Hollywood, Brother Panic. Lynch letter, the making of an actor. Keep the body, take the mind. Willie Lynch letter. Willie Lynch was a British slave owner who came to Virginia in 1712 to teach his slave breaking methods to the slave owners in America. He owned slaves in the West Indies and had a foolproof method for breaking slaves. For this, he was asked to come to Virginia to make a speech about his method of breaking a slave. This later became known as the Willie Lynch letter. It's been said the term lynching was derived from his name. Others say the lynching in Lynch law was derived from Charles Lynch, who was an 18th century American judge. Some go further and make claims that the Willie Lynch letter is a fake and this event never happened in history. William Jelani Cobb of Spelman College, like other historians, considers the Willie Lynch letter to be a hoax. If it was a fake or not, at this point, it no longer matters because the letter is now a reality. I reread the Willie Lynch letter, which can be found easily on the internet. I originally was going to mention it as a small part in this book, but after I got reacquainted with the writing, it seemed to be clear this would play a heavy role in the mythology of Hollywood's mind control agenda. In this time where historical type blatant slavery doesn't exist, it would seem the Willie Lynch letter is no longer necessary to implement as a method of control and domination of the original people. But what I have come to discover is the Willie Lynch letter has found its home in Hollywood and media in general. Most of the methods laid out in the letter for breaking and maintaining a slave for the economic system seem to be played out in a great majority of movies today. The subliminal messages are delivered where you think you're just being entertained, but you're also getting fed with subtle information to control your mind and keep you in line with a plan that was laid out by Willie Lynch a long time ago. I will deal with some of the major points of this letter so you can see how they are still played out in American society today. All of this was predicted by Willie Lynch himself in his own letter, as he stated this method would last for generations to come. I will also document many examples of movies that line up with the Willie Lynch agenda. The first thing Lynch talks about is how he sailed south to get there on the James River, named after King James, whose version of the Bible he cherished. Also note, the first permanent English settlers named Jamestown after King James as well. This was along the banks of the James River in 1607. It seems they were naming the area after one of their heroes, King James. The Native Americans called the James River the Powhatan River. Again, this is the same King James who altered, in a long line of many previous alterations, the Bible that Black people love and take as the Word of God still today. Willie Lynch first laid out the problems of the white slave owners: hangings, uprisings, runaways, unpicked crops, plantation fires, an animal stock killed? Then he goes on to offer the solution that has made him so successful with his slaves in the West Indies. He claimed with this foolproof method, it will control their slaves for at least 300 years to come, maybe longer. The first thing he recommended was to emphasize the differences between the slaves, to make them war against themselves. This is interesting to me because it's clear this has worked and is still at work today. Spike Lee shows we were still suffering from that legacy of separation in the movie School Days in 1988. On the top of Willie's list was age. You can see this at work today. This is called generation gap. You heard it in songs like Parents Just Don't Understand by Will Smith. There was a time for Black people when you could hang on to every word that came out the mouth of an elder, as the law was based upon their wisdom. Now, parents just don't understand you when it's you who should be trying to become as wise as them. You see, this played out in the media over and over, subtle. This would have a bigger impact on an original African people based upon the culture of connecting and uplifting elders. This would be a great idea in the letter, because cutting you off from the elders is cutting you off from who you are and limits the potential of who you may become. The next thing Willie Lynch talks about is color difference between dark blacks and lighter blacks. The impact of this is clear. We still haven't recovered from this particular programming to this day. It showed up in the movies as a reinforcement tool as early as Good Guys Wear White and Bad Guys Wear Black. As time went on, all the good guys were light-skinned and the bad guys were dark-skinned. This even has shown up in so-called black-made movies. This programming was still big in movies throughout the 80s. That's where it went to a deeper level. Not only was the dark-skinned black man a criminal, he was extremely savage in his criminality, depicted as a mad, humane animal. One good example of a movie to make the point, and there are many, is The Principal, 1987. This starred Michael Wright playing the role of Victor Duncan. Not only was he the standard dark-skinned criminal, they made him out to be a non-rational animal, beyond reason and redemption. As I just mentioned, Spike Lee in the movie School Days had to do a whole musical about the dark versus light-skinned blacks, doing his part to disarm a part of the programming. It had a whole dance number about good and bad hair. Back before there was such a thing as movies, it was called The House Negro versus The Field Negro. It seems dark skin versus light was and still is the biggest weapon for separation. It seemed it would be the core for the other areas of separation to work to the fullest. These include differences in sex, size, intelligence, status on plantations, fine hair versus coarse hair, false pride, and attitude about living in a valley or a hill, more north, south, east, or west.